4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yeah. I'm having a really good day. It's been, just in the interest of full disclosure, it's been a somewhat emotional day. Because today was, in fact, Julia's final day in the school system. And I made it a point. I had stuff to do. But if you think I was going to miss her final day getting on the bus or off the bus, then you are sadly mistaken. I absolutely did that. And it was wonderful, as it always is, quite frankly, to see Dave and Alfred. Dave and Alfred have, for the last few years, been Julia's bus driver and the bus attendant, the bus assistant. And they both, every day, whether they were going to school or coming from school, had gigantic smiles and laughs and wonderful wishes for Julia. I mean, it just, I think, no offense to her teachers, because they were really good too, but I do think that some days Julia's bus rides were the best part of her day. And Dave and Alfred always made it special. And of course, the other kids on the bus, and they're not kids necessarily, they're 15, 16, Julia, 22, and all the rest of it. But you understand what I'm saying, the other passengers. And to hear today what I guess is for the final time, those kiddos saying hello, Julia's dad, as I was taking her to the bus this morning and then this afternoon helping to get her off the bus, wishing us a great summer and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, that's all. I don't have anything else to say except I was not crying. Somebody said that. That is not true. There was a gigantic cloud of pollen that flew right into my eyes as she was getting off the bus. So, I mean, stuff happens. I don't control the weather. That being said, it's a nice, nice picture. Take a look at it. We have got all sorts of great stuff. You know, I love the Friendship Circle of Virginia. I really do. It's not just the organization. It's the people there. Some of the finest human beings you're ever going to meet. Dr. Sarah Cran-Simon is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia. She is one of the reasons that the Friendship Circle is such an amazing organization, and all sorts of great things to help folks throughout our community just have a friend, live life, do good stuff. And there's another big event coming up, and Sarah's with us. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hello, Jeff. Like you said, one of the people, as you just so beautifully talked about, it takes a village, and every person makes such a huge difference.
Well, there's a great crew over there. I don't have time to speak with everybody, so you're just going to have to carry all the weight today, all right?
Deal.
All right. So tell me what we got coming up.
Oh, my gosh. So first of all, congratulations. I guess bittersweet on the last day for Julia. That's, yeah. That's a big day for a lot of parents. I know this, but that's a big one.
Yeah, very much so.
Yes. Well, the good news is here's a fun summer activity for everybody else. There is a summer activity coming up every year in right around this time of year. Friendship Circle puts on the annual Disability Inclusion Day at the Diamond. And coming up is our fourth annual Disability Inclusion Day at the Diamond. And it's usually in May, and this year, instead, it's going to be right in the middle of the summer, so everyone hopefully can make it. June 29th, it's a okay. Sunday 1:30 p.m. game. And there's so much to say about this game. There's just, for those, I don't know if you've ever, Jeff, have you ever come to this game?
I certainly have, young lady. Yes, I
see, I know, I'm terrible. Were you there last time?
I absolutely was. I was there at the very first one of these events, and you
there
know,
we
then,
go.
Well, yeah, then Parney asked me not to come back because apparently I was asking for too much pie or something. But yes, I have been, I have actually, you know what? I've been to two of the three now that I think about it.
Amazing. Okay, so seeing as this is like one of the most well-attended Sunday games of their season and overall of the season, so forgive me that I do not remember. That's terrible. But the good news is, so I guess you saw it, when you come to this game, it is truly, truly an incredible experience. And it looks and feels kind of different than your average game. There is amazing energy in the ballpark. And it really, it sets it up quite differently. It is accommodating and it is supportive of people with disabilities. And as we know, that is such a huge spectrum with so many different things to consider. And people like different things. And so on this day, there is just an amazing amount of resources that Friendship Circle, and like we've talked about, our very, very small but mighty team has really worked so hard over the last couple of years to put together. And we've done it with the Flying Squirrels in partnership. And we're just very lucky to work with them. They've been really committed and just very engaged with this process. And we're excited for the new ballpark coming up and all the changes that are going to happen there. So happy to share more about that.
Yeah, I mean, it is simply going to get better and better as the years go by. But tell us then, how do we get to be part of this? Who do we reach out to? Who's invited?
Okay, well, the good news is everyone is invited. We are giving out 10,000 free tickets for this special day, and we do that. Everyone can go on our website, Inclusion Day RVA. It's a special one just for this day, inclusiondayrva.com, and you can go on there and you can register, and if you need any supports or accommodations, there's all different questions in there, and you can put in the things that you need, and I'll mention some of the options that we have. Yeah. And if you don't need any special accommodations, you can either go on there and register and get your tickets, or you can even just show up at the ballpark day of, and there will be a big Friendship Circle table right outside the gates, and you can come pick up a free ticket and go ahead in. So there's really an exciting way to get these tickets, to be a part of this event. We partner with over, I think, 130 disability organizations to give out these tickets, to share in the resources, to make sure their friends and family members can come and be a part of it. And also we get feedback from them. We ask them, you know, what do your families need that we're not doing? What can we do better next year? And so you're right. Every year it's gotten a little bit better.
Yes, it
has. So it's kind of amazing.
Now, I may have misunderstood you. Did you say the tickets are free?
The tickets are free. So as you are always so good at mentioning, things always cost money to do. And there are always people behind them and organizations and businesses behind it that make it happen. So this day, like all things Friendship Circle, we do not charge any amount of money for people to come in. I think you still have to pay for parking. We couldn't get away with that one. But beyond that, the tickets itself are free. And we have amazing sponsors that are special for this day to make it happen. And if it's okay, I would love to just kind of list them. Can I do that?
It is more than okay. If you didn't do that, I would have to scold you again. So, yeah, let's hear who's stepping up to the plate for this event.
That was a good one. The first one is our presenting sponsor, and they have been our presenting sponsor. And actually, it was really their idea to do this from the get-go. And that is FastSmart, and we are so grateful for them. They've been with us since the beginning. And they said, if you're going to do inclusion and you're going to do this, do it big and do it right. And here we are. Wow. So FastSmart is our presenting sponsor. And on those 10,000 free tickets, we have about 8 to 10 spots available for logos and for businesses and organizations to come on board and make this day possible. And those are Allianz Partners, Capital One, Dominion Care, Genworth, the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond, Markel, QTS Data Centers, Rudland Torah Academy, UPS Store at Gate and Crossing, and we have two additional sponsors, not on the tickets, but they are definitely part of the event, Dominion Energy and Centera. And so we are super, super grateful for our sponsors because, like we said, they make actually all of these accommodations possible. Without that money, this game actually almost can't happen. The game will happen. It just won't be very accessible. So,
right.
Yeah. So the things that we actually have going on that day, for anybody that would like to come out and participate, there's some really amazing supports that are special for Inclusion Day at the Diamond for this particular day to make sure that the disability community and friends and families and loved ones and anybody can come out and enjoy. And some of those are, we have a lot of the suites. We get them donated on this day, so we're very grateful for all of our suite partners, and that way we can increase the wheelchair accessible seating and other needs that people might have that might require some suite access. We have closed captioning that is going to be available on people's cell phones. We have ASL interpreters, and they're going to be in certain sections. We have audio description services so people can listen to the game, lower speaker volumes throughout the ballpark. There's a whole sensory zone. If you're familiar with, like, the third base picnic area, there's an entire we have mats that are put, or they get put out so people can climb around, and there's tables with all these fun, fine motor sensory things. There's some blackout tents, and there's Atley Robotics and Bricks, what are they called? Bricks and Minifigs, you know, that really awesome Lego store. So they're coming out, and Mad Science, and there's a nut free suite, and there's an adult changing area, and there's dietary food restriction availability. There's just, there's so much going on. And I didn't mention one more thing, which is really cool, and I met him today. The singer who is singing the national anthem this year, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, because I never heard of him until recently, but he's apparently very famous. His name is George Dennehy. Do you know who that is?
It doesn't ring a bell, but tell me who he is and why I need to know him.
I was going to say, I'm so excited to introduce him. So I met him this morning, and he's going to be singing the national anthem at this particular game. So George Dennehy is a singer. And I'm sure I'm not doing him justice with my short bio here, so hopefully he can do that another time. But he is he was born without arms, and he plays guitar with his feet, and he sings. And I got to hear him play today, and it is unbelievable. He has the most amazing voice. And someone just told me today that he played Iris with the Google Dolls. And he sang with them. So, yeah, so this is really, really cool. So I'm very excited. I got to meet him today. Super nice guy. And he is going to be singing the national anthem at this game. So this game is really about bringing everyone together, highlighting support and accessibility and love and friendship and inclusion, just truly, truly in every way that we can.
I love it. All right, so Sarah, here's what you need to do at the conclusion of this, my friend. Give everybody the details one more time. I'm assuming just the website's going to be the easiest as people are driving, but I want everybody to come out to this because it's just going to be another barn burner event. I love it.
Thank you. Yes, it is going to be amazing. 10,000 free tickets. You can get your tickets at inclusiondayrva.com. If you forget the website, Friendship Circle, we are the ones hosting. And so if you just Google us, you'll find us, friendshipcircleva.org. So inclusiondayrva.com, that's where you get the tickets. We are giving away free tickets. It's June 29th. It is a Sunday 1:30 p.m. game. Everyone is invited, the whole community. There's amazing options. And I promise you, this is a game and excitement day that you just really won't forget if you go. It's really very special. So thank you for allowing me to talk about it.
It is always a pleasure. Sarah Cransaman, excuse me, Dr. Sarah Cransaman, who is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia. 10,000 free tickets. Thanks again to FastMart for once again stepping up to the plate, helping out our friends at the Friendship Circle of Virginia. Inclusion Day at the Diamond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.